When Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, John Paul Jones, and John Bonham burst on the musical scene in the late 1960s, the world never saw it coming. There was this singer with a mane like a lion, a voice like a banshee, a guitar prodigy who left people's jaws on the floor, a versatile bassist who was equally at home on the keyboards, a drummer who played like his life depended on him. And when the Brits initially kept their distance, Led Zeppelin grabbed America from the opening chord. We were ready for what Jimmy called songs with a lot of light and shade. It's been said that a generation of young people survived teenage angst with a pair of headphones and a Zeppelin album. And a generation of parents wondered what all that noise was about. But even now, 32 years after John Bonham's passing, and we all, I think, appreciate the fact that the Zeppelin legacy lives on. The last time the band performed together in 2007, perhaps the last time ever, but we don't know, more than 20 million fans from around the world applied for tickets. And what they saw was vintage Zeppelin. No frills, no theatrics, just a few guys who can still make the ladies weak at the knees and huddle together following the music. Of course, these guys also redefined the rock and roll lifestyle. We do not have video of this, but there was some hotel rooms trashed and mayhem all around. So it's fitting that we're doing this in a room with windows that are about 3 inches thick. And Secret Service all around. So guys, just settle down. These paintings are valuable. They look very calm now, though, don't they? It is a tribute to you guys. And tonight, we honor Led Zeppelin for making us all feel young and for showing us that some guys who are, not completely youthful can still rock.